Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Hello, B-holes. It'll catch on.
It's going to. I think it already has to a degree.
I don't want to let
the B-nuts get in the way.
No, I don't want the cat out of the bag, but we are working on merch right now. Oh my God, B-holes.
I love merch.
So excited.
Merch is good.
Hit us up on Twitter at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Scrum Ryan Radio, at Anna Hummel Radio. Also, shout out to the stick carriers listening. I see a couple of them out there. The official stick carrier radio show of 102.5 The Bone. There, I said it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would say so.
I like it.
I mean,
I think Pulaski could get behind that.
Yeah. I'm self-proclaiming it. There's no bigger Bucks fan anywhere around here than myself and you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Gio.
Arguably.
Yeah, Gio's right there with us.
Yeah.
But as a whole, I mean,
as a B-hole.
B-hole. Oh, God. Yep, there it was.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It fits so well, don't it?
Yep, B-hole fits perfectly.
Yeah. I just like the way you said that. So high.
Yep. It slipped right in. No? Too far? Oh.
Come on, Anna. You're better than that.
I don't think I am.
You're not.
Knows who she is. Yeah. She's proud of it. Coming up after the top of the hour, we got What the Hell News coming up. In the meantime, we're going to give you a little audio of the worst thing I heard this week. And I don't know why I've watched the video so much. Besides the fact that I'm a giant piece of crap. But, Ryan, can we put the video up on the Facebook page also? Both of the videos, the audio we're going to play. Oh, boy. Wimbledon was going on all last week. I think it's still going on maybe or something.
I don't know.
It's tennis. It's on grass. Yeah. All I know about Wimbledon's in, like, England, and it's on grass. And then, like, the French Open is, like, in French, and it's on,
it's
like,
in French.
It's on clay. And then, like, the U.S. Open is in, like, in U.S., and it's on, like concrete or something.
Lots of screaming and grunting.
There's a lot of screaming and grunting. Very sad. Bethany Maddox Sands, she was playing the other day last week, and I actually saw this going down live, but the volume wasn't up, but I was like, man, that don't look good. And when I got home, I saw the video with the audio, the raw audio. Now, we have censored it, obviously, even though we're in safe harbor. We still have to follow company guidelines here.
Of course.
Yes. And I'm just saying, when you hear the ball say, you know, we're going to trim the fat, and he's looking right at you, it's not hard to read between the lines.
Yeah.
I got to do my job right.
For sure. I understand.
So, Bethany Maddox Sands, she had like a knee injury, and it was caught live. People saw this live, and it was not dumped or edited. And we have the audio here.
As they were beginning a third set, this is the first game. Darren Mazzans coming into net, grabs her knee and goes down.
She goes down. Here's the thing is nobody goes out to help her. This is the weirdest thing. I don't know if it's like a British thing or a Wimbledon thing, but it's like, rub some sand on it, right? Like
he's coming with ice.
All right.
Here comes somebody with ice.
Here he comes. All right. But she's not happy.
Yeah, this does not look good. She's been on the ground for a while.
She's yelling, help me, please. She sounds American, right? She's clearly enunciating, help me, please. That was the F-bomb, by the way.
Yes, it was.
A very loud F-bomb. Okay, it gets louder as nobody helps her. Like, as she stays on the ground. And then the other tennis player, like jumps over the net and goes over to like help her, but then as she gets up to her and she
hits her with the racket right in the other knee.
Yeah, Tanya Harding.
This will take the pain away.
No, she didn't. Now they're both broken. No. She's like, she wants to help her, but it's one of those things. It's like if you went to help somebody and they were covered in bees, right? So she goes over to help her, and then she kind of like puts her hands up and like, I don't know what to do.
And nobody's running to this woman's assistance.
No. More help. Another F-bomb. The commentators are only like 40 or 50 feet away, and they're like, somebody needs to help. Get off your ass and go help her.
Yeah. Way too long for somebody to get over there and help
her. It was unbelievable. That's why I keep watching
People are just like looking and clapping and looking and clapping.
The guy up in the lifeguard chair, he's like, quiet, please. Please.
He's just shushing her.
The F-bomb's not really necessary. Have some class. Yeah, so that's bad, right?
So she didn't win, right?
No, she lost.
Oh. As they were beginning a third set, this is the first game. Darren Madden.
It's one of those things, too, where they're like trying to fill airspace that they're talking about anything. Like, they do that in boring football games, too. It's like
baseball games.
Oh, yeah. Baseball's the worst, too, because they'll talk about anything but baseball. Yeah. And it'd be like, yeah, last night we went to this chicken joint while we were here in Milwaukee. And I swear to God, this lady was checking out my package. And then that's going to be a little bit outside there. That's a ball, too. And then I was like, Dan, should I let her see it? Should I let her see it? Ooh, he got a little chin music right there, a little inside there. And that's going to be a full count. Yep. And then Dan was like, whatever, Mike, you ain't got the balls. And I was like, yeah, dude. Oh, and he hit that one in the left field. That's a base hit. Hey, that's what they do in baseball. But this was just.
Coming into net, grabs her knee and goes down.
Yeah, this does not look good. She's been on the ground for a while.
She's been on the ground for a while. He says it. Nobody's there. See, I go F-bomb sooner than her. Like, I start it off with the F-bomb.
Absolutely.
Because you need to know how extreme this is. This hurts.
Yeah.
You know, she was so casual at first. She's like, help me. Please help me. And then when the F-bomb dropped, the pitch went higher.
Help me!
Yeah. This is her. Look, I'm screaming.
Yeah, this is not for show, guys.
This is me at my seriousness. They're not helping her.
Nobody's helping her.
That's crazy, right?
She was on almost a full minute, and not a single person was doing anything.
It's unbelievable.
And there's a full audience, like crowds.
It's Wimbledon.
Yeah, it's the biggest tennis event in the world.
I understand. I looked it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right? This isn't the first time it's happened.
Nope.
Mary Pierce, 2006. And I only know this because when I went to look up Bethany Maddox Sands, this one popped up first.
Oh, Pierce is down and she's done some real damage. Oh, my word.
That sounds like that sounds like she's being murdered.
Yeah, that's scream right
this
there.
This is bad.
God. Yeah.
Someone go and help her.
Why don't you go help her? So it's Olivia really Newton-John, get your ass up and go help her.
She's giving birth right on in the middle of the tennis court.
Oh, come on.
That's what's happening.
Over the line, Ryan.
Oh.
She's not doing well.
What's this?
And they're just sitting here with their headsets on like, oh, boy, I'm so glad that's not me. That's horrible, right?
Yep.
That is a serious injury. She needs a medic out there now.
Nobody's there.
Graver has arrived with ice.
You think that was that was 11 years ago? You think when this happened to Bethany last week, they'd have been like, "Hey, let's not Mary Pierce this bitch. Let's get out here and really help her." Right.
Right. Right.
No protocol. Same.
No, I don't want to watch this.
Well, then stop.
No.
Now. Ah, yeah.
Oh my God. These people are awful.
I'm awful for laughing, but it's so awkward for them because they came to work that day thinking they were going to commentate tennis, and now they have to try to figure out how to act with this lady's career is basically done. Like, her legs just bent backwards.
Did you
shredded.
See
it? It didn't look that bad. I'm painting a really, really awful picture.
Okay.
But they're just like, so... I like your shoes. You know, they have no idea. No idea what to do.
Really grasping for straws.
She stood heavily on her left knee.
Yeah, I stand heavily on my left knee every day. This don't happen.
It could be a ligament.
Let's just start trying to figure out.
There's a lot of ligaments.
Let's try to figure out why she's screaming like Jason Voorhees is on top of her in the middle of this match.
They turned into doctors. Yeah.
Anterior cruciate ligament, medial ligament.
Maybe she has spinal cancer. I mean, you have no idea what you're talking about.
It turns into a multiple choice test.
You're not a doctor. Oh, it's horrible. It's almost as horrible as like if my audio went out again.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh my.
Now, what we did here, as Ryan and I were listening, we really started listening to the commentators mostly. We were trying not to focus on the screaming lady that's badly injured.
Yeah.
She's not dying, but she's badly injured.
Yes.
So if you listen to just the commentators, we isolated this.
Yeah.
And if you're just tuning in, like you just got in your car, what do you think's happening here? Is it tennis? It's just something else.
Oh, my word. God.
Oh. What's this? No.
That is...
No, I don't want to watch this. No.
Now. Yeah.
This is awful.
Here it is again. It's probably worth turning away for if you're a bit...
That sounds like me enough.
Yeah, the well, it...
Oh, it makes me feel quite ill. It's awful.
What am I listening to?
We all had those conversations.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Just me.
That's me 3 times a week at the house.
I want to commentate tennis now.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.